Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Thursday, the 19th of May. Here's our weather wisdom for today. And it's going to be chilly around the area. As a matter of fact, Cape and the Islands, you folks may fall back into the 40s this afternoon with the wind coming in off the water. The rest of us in the 50s. Definitely cooler than the low to mid 70s we saw yesterday. What about the rain? Yeah, forget about it if you're in Greater Boston. Okay, the ground may become wet, but we're not going to get this, folks. Couple areas of rain. One's going to go to the north. Another one goes basically to the south. Areas along the Mass Pike, I'd say stay under a tenth of an inch of rain back through 495. And then there may be maybe a tenth to a quarter of an inch as you get west of 495 heading on towards Springfield in that area. But Greater Boston, the area that is the driest, will continue to be the driest. We see this a lot in these patterns, precursors to drought. When it doesn't rain, it doesn't rain. And it just is so dry that sometimes when these systems move in, the dryness precludes the wetness from reaching down to the ground. And the atmosphere is very dry today. So, yeah, you'll see some raindrops. You may need the windshield wipers, but you are not going to get what we would call beneficial rain out of this. This is not going to alleviate the dry conditions at all. And it is going to become quite bad here over the upcoming weekend. I'm going to give you some details on what I think you should do if you're a gardener here Saturday and Sunday. So we'll clear out tonight, temperatures down into the 50s. Tomorrow looks like a gorgeous day, mostly sunny into the mid-70s. Okay, Saturday and Sunday, both days in the probably low to mid-90s. Some upper 90s are possible on Sunday. We could rival the record high temperature of 97 degrees for May the entire month. So the daily records for each day, 21-22, are 93. The all-time monthly record in Boston since 1872 is 97 degrees in May, and we could rival that. We could hit 98. We could tie it. We could break it. We may not get there either, but we're going to be close. The point is here, we're talking about the warmest May temperatures ever recorded since 1872 in much of the area away from the Cape and the Islands. Now, if you're really adverse to the heat, stay inside with air conditioning or go down to the Cape or go out to Cape Ann or eastern Maine as you get east of Brunswick will be cooler during the upcoming weekend. But it's going to be hot across places like Concord, New Hampshire, Manchester, New Hampshire, Sanford, Maine, on up through Augusta, west of Portland. Everybody's going to be above 90 degrees here on Sunday. It's just going to be a very, very hot day. We'll see heat advisories issued because we're going to have these 2 days where heat indices will be between 95 and 100. So that's the case. I think Saturday, for some of you, won't feel quite as bad. The humidity will not be as high. We'll be coming off of a relatively comfortable start to the morning. So it's going to be 60 degrees. That's nice. And it will take us a while to get to the 90s. So Saturday is probably the more tolerable of the 2 days. We don't go below 70 on Saturday night. The city may stay near 80 much of the night. So when you get up Sunday, that's just a much hotter day. It gets to 90 faster. It's more humid. So it's a less tolerable day on Sunday. If you have outdoor plans, weddings, graduations, any of that stuff, you're really going to have to pay attention to your own body and how you handle this type of heat because it is going to be formidable. The good news is that we will get rid of it here on Monday. A cold front comes through Sunday night. There might be a shower. With that, more likely there's not going to be. Look at the pattern we're in. Temperatures in the 70s on Monday and then back down into the 60s to near 70 for Tuesday and Wednesday with, again, a small chance of a light shower. But I do not see any alleviating rainfall. And, again, I put out a visual image here yesterday as we continue in a top 10 dry 20 now almost 30-day period since it really shut off about the 20th of April. And since then, so we're coming up on a month, this has been one of the driest stretches of this month. And remember, we're growing. I did talk to a couple of growers yesterday, just was curious what they're finding. And they're just saying they just got to keep up with the watering so far. That's really all. So in terms of the heat this weekend, if you have plants, if things aren't planted, I would actually not leave them in those little cell containers out in the sun. Just throw them inside. They'll be fine for a day. If you just planted something, water it first thing in the morning. Keep an eye on it. You could put like a little light sheet over it or something. If it's in full sun and you notice it really drooping, you're not able to kind of keep the plant from looking healthy, you could do that. I've already brought in a bunch of stuff anticipating, or I will bring in, I should say, a bunch of stuff anticipating the heat. I have those little cell containers. They're just not in the garden, and there's no way I'm going to be able to keep them going here with that 90-degree heat coming in for the weekend. So it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. The weather does look beautiful for Friday. It looks pretty good here early next week. You'll have to just get through the heat. And some of you I know are like, hey, bring it on. You love it. And so enjoy it. Go to the beach. Have a good weekend.